This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Joyce Goh. And on the line, we have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land Infused Capital Managers in New York.
Hi, Dodge. The Dow rose 0.2% to 24,640.45 points overnight, posting a three-day winning streak as comeback from correction continues. So is this winning streak sustainable?
Good morning, Joyce. And yes, but we have to be careful, and it has to get more strength. Yesterday's up volume was only 54% of our total up and down volume. The New York Stock Exchange composite volume continued to drop. It fell another 13% below the already low volume we had on Monday's rally. So we're seeing some weakening demand. Also, the latest rally is hardly of a quality because there are only 21 new yearly high registered on the New York Stock Exchange versus 56 new lows. So if it's going to continue, it's got to gain some strength both in terms of volume and in terms of actual activity and performance of specific stocks.
Yeah, there are views that volatility is here to stay for a while and that presents good short-term opportunity. Your thoughts on this?
Yes, volatility is here to stay for a while, and there is a great deal of opportunity if you're short-term oriented. One, we watch very specific index and exchange-traded fund levels. Not to say that the levels we choose are right or wrong, but we're using very specific levels to indicate whether the market is stronger or weaker than what we are perceiving. So if the market doesn't go to a particular level and starts to bounce back up, it's stronger than we expect. We're also watching up and down volume, particularly as I mentioned before, the up-down volume was very weak yesterday in our market. So that tells us that we have to be more mindful, and any kind of up move needs to develop more volume and strength.
Do you think the recent market sell-off was more of a corrective phase rather than the start of a bear market?
Well, it is more of a corrective phase for now because there will continue to be volatility, Joyce. It will be as much to the upside as to the downside. But we are coming to the crossroads between the bull and the bear, and we're going to have to see which way the market decides to go. And we're going to let the market tell us when the bears become more in control of the market. We're not going to anticipate it because there is more to the upside. It's just it's going to be very volatile, and we're going to have to be much more mindful and short-term oriented.
Right, and Apple, Amazon.com and Netflix were among the top gainers early this week following what happened last week. So clearly, tech is a hot sector with investors today. So are there any other stocks or sectors investors should have in their radar as well if one is bargain hunting?
Oh, yes. Well, Apple, we're watching a close above 167 to indicate it's going to continue to extend its up move. A close below 159 would be very important for us because that is where the 200 daily moving average is. And so if it goes below that, Joyce, then investors who have been in it longer term, like a year, are going to have to decide, do they stay in and risk that it goes down further, or do they get out and basically break even? Now, in terms of other stocks, we are looking at IT services and consulting. We like Twitter, Imperva, Virtuoso, and Quinn Street. The last three are smaller. Twitter is doing very well. We can believe it will continue. We're also looking at smaller biotechnology over here. We suspect that some of these names will not be familiar. HTG, Molecular Diagnostics, Immunogen, Innoviva, and Pieris Pharmaceuticals and Uniqure NV. Those are they're smaller, but we suspect that they're going to benefit from an up move as they develop more interest. So we are bearish on real estate investment trusts and utilities, so we're staying away from them, and we're watching the XLU and the IYR. Those are the exchange-traded funds that represent those sectors, and we're watching them to break down. And we're really, despite the high yield that we can get from a fundamental point of view, we suspect there's going to be further weakness.
Interesting. So in the midst of the current uncertainty, are you bargain hunting or adopting a wait-and-see approach?
Well, rather than looking around too many corners, we are letting the cards come out of the deck, and we are continuing to evaluate the action as this wild game evolves. yes, we are active. For example, we are involved with Amazon, not on a long-term basis, but from a trading point of view, and we are only on the long side, so we are either in on the long side or out. But we are taking advantage of this very critical market volatility now. We are not looking. The positions we're putting on now, Joyce, they are not long-term value-oriented in nature. We are letting the market tell us where the strength is, where people are buying, and we're trying to take advantage of the volatility in the positive direction.
After the recent market sell-down, are stocks cheap now or are valuations still high when looked at over 5- and 10-year periods?
Oh, yes. Good one. The stocks are not cheap by fundamentally based valuations, because they're not being bought and sold based on that. They're being bought based on the perception of the future is going to be terrific. But there will be, as time goes on, the fundamental analysis will become more justifiable as the world economy continues to improve. Tax advantages over here are going to continue to help our market and the economy grow. There's rational preparation for higher interest rates now coming in, not only over here, but throughout Europe and your neck of the woods. So we suspect that over time, stocks will not go down to where they would be fundamentally valued over the past 5-10 years. Because valuations will start to be supported by growing earnings, for example. So I think that there's less of a risk for fundamentals to make stocks go down. I think it'll be more in terms of a market valuation, a technical valuation of where the market is at the time.
Thank you for your insights, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lender and Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
We'll be back with a look at Singapore's e-payment push. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.